Hey guys, welcome to the Total Nerd List, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Reggie.
I'm Shane.
And I'm Tom.
Thank you for joining us. Today we're going to talk about something a little bit more uplifting than our last episode.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about favorite Saturday morning cartoons, which I know I was raised on.
Oh, absolutely.
Cartoons.
Oh, yeah. And one thing to think about when we were growing up, if you didn't watch the Saturday morning cartoon that morning, you didn't get to see it.
Oh, yeah. There was no, like, coming back. Yeah.
If you missed it, you missed it until they showed a rerun. So I got very salty with my parents a couple of times when I had to miss an ongoing series to go do something on Saturday morning that wasn't watching cartoons.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, being very upset about missing ones. There are still some that I still have never gotten to see, and I've had to go back and, like, watch the episodes as an adult.
Yeah, and I'm learning that as well. One of the things I'm nerding out on this week is rewatching one of my favorite Saturday morning cartoons from middle school time.
And that would be?
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah, been rewatching Yu-Gi-Oh! That's a fun one. Should I do the rest of my this week in there?
Yeah, tell us about what's your week been.
Besides doom scrolling about election and post-election lawsuits and all that fun stuff, one of the things I specifically purchased to distract me from the election while we waited on the results was the Shattered Grid arc of Power Rangers.
Dun, yes. Dun, dun.
Which I was a little frustrated because I found out that the one Reggie has is the hardback deluxe edition, which has a whole segment of the story that's not in the one that I downloaded for Kindle.
Mine includes the storyline that's in Mighty Morphin Power Ranger and the storyline that's in Go-Go Power Rangers, plus two of the specials and I think the annual or something like that, because those are all things. Bro, that's what it was. Free comic book day.
Yeah, but that's a really good arc. We've talked about it before. It's the arc where they break Rita's spell on the Green Ranger, and instead of joining the Power Rangers, he just decides to stay with her and takes over the world, and then tries to take over all the different parts of the Power Rangers multiverse and steal basically the power of all the Power Rangers ever, right?
Yeah, for a greater purpose, for he needs as much connection to the morphing grid that he can get, and his connection comes from collecting the powers,
power coins
and stuff.
Another thing I've been watching, which I was watching on our previous episode, and I can't believe I did not bring it up, but The Mandalorian is back.
Baby Yoda.
I know Shane's not a Mandalorian fan. Have you watched much of it, Reggie?
I have seen the first episode. I know that there are a couple out. I'll tell you about why we haven't watched one. It's my week.
It's been really good so far this season. If you're a fan of Clone Wars and Rebels, you're going to be in for a surprise and some treats. I'm not going to spoil it. One of my favorite actresses from Clone Wars has made an appearance in the latest episode of Mandalorian. And then another one that I feel like I'm leaving Shane out this week, but
you're fine.
Reggie and I have both started playing Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order because it's now on
Xbox Game Pass.
And I will just say it's probably one of the most frustrating
games
I have played in quite a bit.
Pretty much just die.
It's a good
die and restart. Die and restart.
It's a good melee adventure game, I guess.
It's kind of open world. It's open world. Reminiscent of, you know, like a Witcher or
maybe BioShock.
Dead Red. What's Red Dead? Is that what
Red Dead Redemption?
Red Dead Redemption,
yes.
Something like that, but not as like, you know, you have to travel from planet to planet. You don't just get to, roam the countryside.
It reminds me if you, combine Metroid Prime with Star Wars and Mario 64 a bit. Lots of little surfing levels and stuff, which are pretty fun. But overall, pretty awesome game. Looking forward to getting further into it, even though it's extremely infuriating.
I will say, if I could go back in time, and Tom and I have already talked about this, I would put BD-1 on my favorite robots list.
He's so cute.
I love him.
He has his little paw in
at the very beginning.
You have to fix his paw.
He reminds me of Wally, which mm-hmm. is super endearing to my heart.
If Wally was like a baby.
Mm-hmm. Baby Wally.
So what have you been up to, Shane?
I have been nerding out on a few things, believe it or not. So the first thing I wanted to mention that I've been nerding out on is my friend Mason C. Blevins' play. I'm holding it in my hand. Not that anyone listening can see it, but he has published it. It's available on lulu.com. He has links on almost all of his social media pages, which is under Mason C. Blevins on every social media you can think of. But it's a really awesome short play, and it's about 20 minutes, I believe. And it's kind of dark, which is what he likes to write. So it's just uber fun. It's a different type of little fantasy world to get lost in. I've seen an actual production of it. Loved it. It was great.
What's its name?
Its name is Unnamed. A Ghastly Original One Act by Mason C. Blevins.
Mason C. Blevins.
Yes.
Can we read that when you're done?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Pretty cool. It's straight up bound and published. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a book. It's a real book.
It's a
book.
Playbook in front of me, which is really awesome.
I've met Mason before. He was a guest speller during the show that I did with Beanstalk. So
yes.
I can say I know a playwright.
Me too.
We're sitting next to one as well.
Well, I know multiple.
Technically, but I'm working on that.
Future published.
So the other big thing in my life, as I mentioned before, NaNoWriMo is pretty much kind of taken over my life. But I am very happy with how that is going. Just today, with the word count that I completed, I am up to 38,400 words. My goal is 50,000. So I'm way more than halfway, and this is a really good spot for me to be at this time of the month, because we just passed the halfway mark of the month.
And Thanksgiving's coming up, which will be busy.
Yes, absolutely. And the way that I write this series is that the novels are usually composed of five chapters. So I just completed chapter 3 today, which makes me very happy. And yeah, so I'm just very thrilled with how that's going and all in the arc, especially the main character I've worked hard on this time. And I think 7 books in, this is where you really know that whose story it is. So
that's awesome.
Challenge you to use the word sultry in your writing.
Sultry?
Yes.
Maybe.
It's too risque for his work. I'm super this proud series? Of you, Shane. That sounds awesome, man.
Thank you.
It makes me think back to like early in college where I would complain about writing like a 1-page paper.
He's like
cranked out 38,000.
Oh, I can barely write like that. You know, when you're supposed to like write a bio about yourself for like the theater stuff, like I can barely even like write a sentence.
I turn mine in like, you can cut all you want. Feel free. Just, I am that overachiever and always have been when it comes to writing. But I'm on page 77, which the first novel was, I think I got to 100 pages, and I was really proud of myself. And the first chapter was like 20 pages. And then when I was writing this one, I had like the flashback of myself of like, remember when chapter 1 was 20 pages? And you're sitting here on 30 something page still in chapter 1.
Now you
hashtag said, writer problems.
Writer problems.
You said you're aiming for 50,000 words. Is that mm-hmm. when it's considered like a novel?
That is the word count that considers it a novel.
Okay. What's a novella?
A novella? I believe that is, I need to stop saying that. I believe that is around 30,000. Like there's
30,000 words?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
In a row?
Yes.
I think I might write me a novella eventually.
There's a range. It's from like 20,000 something to 30,000.
I wrote some fanfic when I was in high school. I will tell you that. Mm-hmm. I one time wrote a story where I became the first male slayer and submitted it for an English project. And then my friends and I used to write Resident Evil fanfic. And like we had many, I think like 2 full-on Resident Evil books that we wrote between the 3 mm-hmm. and 4 of us. Like we would pass it around and we would all contribute to it. And man, I wonder if my mom still, because I had it all saved on a floppy disk, like one of the small, not the big giant.
Because we're that old.
Yeah, that's how old we are. I bet somewhere in
someone has
my
it.
Mom's stuff, that floppy disk exists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to start looking.
Yes. So that's my writing for this point in time in my life. And soon I'll be cranking out, and as the Beanstalk turns, Christmas episode, which I already have a ton of ideas for. I'm very excited for that one. I also wanted to mention, by the time this episode comes out, this will have happened yesterday for the listeners, but it'll be tomorrow for us. The Thanksgiving and Christmas update is coming. And for those updates, those holidays...
In what?
In Animal Crossing.
Oh, Animal Crossing.
Yes, and those holidays will happen on the actual holiday. So on Thanksgiving, I'm going to have to find some time, which shouldn't be an issue, to where I can play that and help the giant turkey cook the dinner. I think his name is Franklin.
Is it a turkey?
It is. He's a turkey.
Is he going to cook a turkey?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think we have turkey in Animal Crossing.
Okay, cool. That's a little weird.
A little ghoulish.
We have to fetch the ingredients for this meal, and I imagine it's going to be things like the fruit and the pumpkins and maybe the flowers. I don't know.
That sounds fun. Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. And then one last thing I wanted to mention, I'm nerding out over... Reggie actually sent us the link today about the new Scream movie, which I think has completed its shooting, so it's probably in post-production.
I'm so excited.
Very excited for that. Those are kind of like how a lot of people feel about the Saw movies. I don't know what number of the Saw movies are up to, probably 20-something at this point, but I will watch Scream 12 and 15.
Yeah, I don't care. Give it to me. I want it all.
I would be in one of them if I could.
Ooh, drop my name.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
Would be, ooh, that'd be amazing.
With their three main people, I don't know if we get to survive, but I still do it.
Well, I would imagine, and I don't know, I haven't seen the new movie, but I would imagine that the three original, this is going to be the last one, whether they die or they like move on with their lives or whatever. But I think that this is more like a reboot. Like it's going to include the old people, but I think it's a reboot, and there's going to be a new series of Scream movies. That's my hope, anyway. So.
I don't know. I'll watch Campbell get phone calls from creepy callers all day long.
I love Scream.
So what about you, Reggie? What are you nerding out on?
Well, this week I have actually our friend Jordy Marie Games. We've mentioned her a couple times in her live stream. I've been playing with her a bunch.
Awesome.
And I have been playing Dead by Daylight with her and you guys as well. And then I've got a couple other friends that I've made that I've been playing with too. I've had it downloaded for months and I played it one time and I was like, oh, this is cool. And then never had... like forgot about it and never went back and played it. And then Jordy asked me to play one night. I was like, sure. And ever since then, I've become obsessed with it.
I need to get better at it.
It's hard. The skill checks are really crazy. If you haven't played it or heard of it, it's a four, you play as one of four survivors and then there's one serial killer. So it's, you know, tropes like the Huntress, the Butcher, the Scientist, or whatever. And then there's also fun ones like Michael Myers, Leatherface.
The Scream Killer.
The Ghostface Killer. Yeah, they're it's really, really fun. I have also, Thomas mentioned Power Rangers. I have been making my way through Dino Charge. and I am actually through the entire first season, and I am in the second season now. And they have, like, the whole point of it is they're trying to find the 10 energems. There's only one more missing now.
So what's your verdict on it thus far?
It is dumb. It is like fart jokes. Like they literally defeated a monster by farting in its face.
Oh wow.
The acting is cheesy. I think the only decent actor is the dude who's playing the caveman because
there's a caveman.
Well, yeah, like duh. There's a caveman, there's a knight, there's a prince, there's, you know, it's dumb. However, I have loved every single episode and second I've watched of it. The only thing I didn't care for is that there is this scientist lady named Miss Morgan Kendall, who eventually becomes the spoiler purple Dino Charge Ranger.
Ooh, purple.
I did not like her at the beginning. She was just bitchy for the sake of being bitchy, and it was not enjoyable. But I guess she went under some development. And then the other thing that has been going on in my life that I have been nerding off on is I have mentioned before that me and my husband have been doing the foster adoption program. Well, we have now had our foster child move in.
Yay!
So I, a couple weeks ago, went into labor and gave birth to a full-grown teenager. He's a pretty amazing kid. Already really attached to him, already super proud of him. So that's kind of taken over my life here recently. I've been doing a lot of stuff with him. We've been playing a lot of games. Guitar Hero. he's been playing Among Us with Corey. Mm-hmm. He has recently started playing Resident Evil 7, which is something that he's always wanted to play.
That's awesome.
So I'm very, very blessed to have had him join our family. So that's kind of, that's what's been happening to me. I guess I will do my list next. So like we said, this week is Saturday morning cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot, I have a lot of honorable mentions for this as well.
Quite a few as well.
I need to stop saying,
We're working on it.
I know. We'll get to it.
Yes. And we should give a disclaimer, too, for a hot minute, that the Saturday morning cartoons that we chose for our list that we talked about were Saturday morning cartoons for us. So there are a lot of shows, like Scooby-Doo is my absolute favorite. But for me, by the time, you know, I was pretty much born, Scooby-Doo was kind of finished.
Yeah, it's more, it's like Saturday morning cartoons when we were
kids. So he's not going to be on my list, because for me, Scooby-Doo wasn't a Saturday morning cartoon. He was already in prime time by the time I started watching.
Well, and one of the reasons why we decided to do Saturday morning cartoons is Animaniacs is being re-released.
On Hulu. Is it the 20th? I think November 20th you can stream all episodes.
Yes.
All of the episodes will be available. I can't wait. It's time for Animaniacs. All right, so my list, starting at the bottom, is Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. That show was crazy influential for my mm-hmm. life. I love that show. I think Gadget might have been my first crush. The girl mouse, you know what I'm talking
yes.
about?
And you you and Corey were almost the Rescue Rangers for Halloween this year.
Right? If we could have done something big for Halloween and actually had time to like mm-hmm. think about it, we were going to do Chip and Dale.
Awesome.
I know that I'm pretty sure it ended in like 91 or something like that, mm-hmm. which though I was incredibly young, but I remember watching it on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if it was at my grandparents' house or where it was, but I distinctly remember on Saturdays that was something that we watched. And, you know, it's the classic Chip and Dale Rescue Ranger, or Chip and Dale Chipmunks. And then they teamed up with Monterey Jack, who was a rat, and then Gadget, who was a mouse, mm-hmm. and then Zipper, who was a fly. I also had the number one and number two games.
Yeah.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers 1 and 2.
Were they impossible, like every other Disney
yeah,
game?
Yeah, of course. They were super impossible. And I have them on the PlayStation 4 in the Saturday morning afternoon collection,
mm-hmm.
which I have since beat. Thanks to cheats of being able to rewind time and try what you just failed over again. But I still did it. So I had to put them on there because mm-hmm. I definitely played the crap out of that. Next on my list is Recess.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I loved Recess. I wanted to be TJ. I was TJ. Mm-hmm. He was so cool. And just, I had a really hard time in elementary and middle school. I didn't have a good home life. It was before I was adopted, and I did not have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked to television for friends, and Recess was something that just, you know, it was a way of seeing what a normal kid's school recess yard could be like. And I loved it. I absolutely loved the shenanigans that they got into. I've actually recently started rewatching it on Disney Plus.
I have too, and it holds up.
It does.
The jokes aged well. There's so many inside jokes you missed.
It captures school perfectly for us.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly how it was. I mean, maybe not like to the extreme with like the Diggers and the King,
and Swing
King
Girl,
Bob and all that stuff.
Upside Down Girl.
Upside Down
the
Girl,
Ashleys.
Yeah. Oh, the Ashleys. Now that was real.
Yeah.
The Ashleys were definitely real.
Everyone knew an Ashley.
Or four. Shame. Next on my list I had to put was, of course, the Animaniacs.
Yes.
It was the first. Maybe not the first. I know I watched Tiny Toons
mm-hmm.
before I watched
yes.
Looney Tunes.
Oh, wait, you watched Tiny Toons before
I
Looney
think
Tunes?
So. I'm pretty sure I watched that before I watched, I don't know. I just remember I always liked Tiny Toons,
mm-hmm.
which was my first WB.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Animaniacs came out, and it was, I'm pretty sure it was Saturday mornings and after school, because I remember watching them both.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just slapstick and Hello Nurse and
remember the birds with the
good feathers.
Yeah.
Mindy and
oh god, Mindy oh my was gosh. My favorite side what, cartoon.
What you doing? Why? Why? Okay, I love you. Bye bye.
Were mm-hmm. Pinky and the Brain part of Vanity?
It was.
Yeah.
Pinky and the Brain, Slappy the Squirrel, the hippopotamuses. Yeah, I loved all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Bernadette Peters did the voice of the cat and the dog. Not the dog, but she did Rita.
Mm-hmm.
The cat that
Rita,
was.
Yes.
And the dog was the blind dog who didn't realize that Rita was a cat.
Mm-hmm.
I love Bernadette Peters. I really loved Animaniacs. It really shaped, and again, I had a troubled childhood, and so cartoons was an escape for me, and mm-hmm. so Animaniacs was one of those things that I could just, like, you know, ignore what was happening around me and just, like, get lost in the slapstick stupidness, which is probably why I love that stuff and yes. fart jokes to this day.
Yeah.
The next two were really hard for me to decide on. I went back and forth over and over again, which should be number one and which should be number two. And I ultimately had to come down to what do I still to this day watch?
Mm-hmm.
So number two on my list is Digimon.
Digimon.
Digital monsters. Digimon are the champions. oh my gosh. When I say that I love Digimon, it's an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
Gatumon. And Anjawoman, like, was, like, blew my, as a little gay boy, like, blew my mind. I loved that little cat. I loved Kairi. I always wanted the D2 mm-hmm. Digivices that were, like, Gigapets. But there was a pink one that you could get Gatumon. It wasn't on the regular ones, but you had to get the pink one to get Gatumon. It's $250 on eBay. If any listeners out there want to buy it for me for Christmas, that's $250 on eBay.
DM us. We'll give you a P.O. box to see
yeah,
it, too.
Absolutely. Like, please buy it for me.
Shower us in gifts.
Yeah, Digimon. Kids get sucked into the digital world to help mm-hmm. solve what's going on. They each get partnered with a Digimon, which is a digital monster. And there were multiple levels and stages that they would go through and transform and digivolve into. It was fun. Lighthearted. There were toys. There was the Digivices, like I said. Mm-hmm. There were cards that you could battle with, which I never understood quite how to play the cards. I'm pretty sure that there is a new season or like a new version of the original
Probably.
Digimon going on right now on Crunchyroll, Funimation, mm-hmm. one of those anime things that I do not have a subscription to. I think, Shane, you offered to let me have it. It might have sent it to me, but I never logged into it. I need
to do that.
Find time. Well, now that I have a kid and,
yes.
and, you know, I hopefully can share some stuff from my childhood that has been redone into mm-hmm. this generation. Number one on my list, I'm pretty sure if anybody knows me knows what it is, it's Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all.
Pokemon. Oh, how do I even start with Pokemon?
Still holds up.
I went to the library in fifth grade when I lived in Monroe, North Carolina, and they had those book cover mm-hmm. papers that you put on your textbooks, and it was Pokemon. Had no idea what it was. Just, it was Pokemon. It was brand new. Whatever. Okay, cool. Put it on my books, and there was a day and a time on the very bottom of it, uh-huh. and it was like WB Kids mm-hmm. or something like that. And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. Let's see what this is. So I watched the very, very first episode of Pokemon when it aired on television because it was on that bookbinder cover thing. I was hooked. I was absolutely hooked from that second. And I got – my first game was Blue. Mm-hmm. I got stuck in Mount Moon for, I don't know, 9 months, like every child did when they first tried to play Pokemon. Then Silver and Gold came out, and I got Gold. And then somebody at school had Crystal and let me borrow it so I could see what Celebi was, which completely changed my life. But the cartoons. Oh, my goodness, did I love those cartoons. You know, I said that Gadget was my first crush. I have mm-hmm. to say Misty might have been my second.
Really?
For and might have... You know, Ariel, Poison Ivy, Misty.
Mm.
Ooh, I might have a thing for redheads. also, I'm a water person. If you know me, you know that I love to swim. I love mermaids. I love water in general. So Misty was the water gym leader, and she had all the water Pokemon. And all that fun stuff.
And her Psyduck never listened.
No, God, no. And it was so dumb.
But then he would, like, flex on everyone.
Oh, when it was needed. When it was needed, mm-hmm. he would come through. But Pokemon, I would watch it on Saturday mornings. Again, rough childhood. That was something that I could watch and get lost in. Reruns would happen
after school.
After school and in the morning. 6:30. Oh, really? My bus would come at 7:54.
Mm-hmm.
I could stand at and watch all of Pokemon, get through the end of it, get to the end before they would do the Poke Wrap, and right before the Poke Wrap would start, my bus would come. So I could literally turn the TV off, turn the sound off, shut the door, and run down to my bus stop and watch it. I mean, that was my routine. I would get up early so I could do that because, mm-hmm. you know, it was just hard. I couldn't always watch it on Saturday, but anytime I could. And Pokemon is still influential into my life to this day. Anytime I play a Pokemon game, we like to watch whatever version of the game's TV show version is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I had to put Pokemon on here. And like I said, it was really hard between Digimon and Pokemon. But I had to come down to what do I still do? And I still play Pokemon. And I still watch it. So that's my list.
Awesome. I like it.
Fun. Yes. All right. Next, we are going to do some trivia. Right?
We are.
Trivia led by Shane. Shane, take it away.
All right. I came up with a few of these questions. Other ones I searched the internet for. But
oh, these are original Shane questions?
Some.
Okay, some. I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
Am I still undefeated?
Lose again?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Okay.
All right. Question number one. Starting off easy. What is Scooby-Doo's first name?
Scoobert.
Yes. Good job, Tom.
Wow, I did not know that. Scoobert, really?
Yeah.
Where do you learn that?
In, like, all the cartoons.
I think I said it in, like, in a court case one time.
Like Jinkies.
Scoobert.
Zoinks.
They often make fun of Shaggy's name being Norbert, and whenever Scooby-Doo makes fun of him...
Shaggy's name is Norbert?
Yeah, Norbert.
How do I not know this?
I never knew that as
I well. I call shade. This is a conspiracy to make me look dumb.
No, it's okay. We'll see how the next one goes. Ready? What is the name of the kitten that often annoys Garfield the cat?
Nermal.
Yes.
Oh, my glob. This is rigged. Rigamorous, girls. Rigamorous.
Question number three. Who lives in Jellystone Park?
Yogi Bear.
Yes.
And Boo Boo. And Park Ranger.
And lovely picnic baskets.
Yes. The answer was Yogi Bear.
And Boo Boo.
We'll give that one to Reggie. Since
yeah, that's me.
Boo-boo.
That was kind of.
I am coming back with
right, this one has multiple choice. I don't think you guys will need it.
All right. Don't give us multiple choice unless we stump.
All right. What was the name of the unibrowed self-proclaimed monarch of Third Street?
Helga.
School?
Hold.
No.
Oh.
Oh, monarch. Oh, King Bob.
Yes.
He had a unibrow too?
He did.
Gregory. Fake news right up in here.
All right, this one's going back to an older cartoon, but we'll see who knows it. This Marvel superhero had amazing friends on his Saturday morning cartoon.
Spider-Man.
Yes. Heard Reggie first. What are the four Ninja Turtles named after?
Painters.
Artists.
Yes. Painters. Either answer is correct, but...
Reggie said it first.
Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael, and Donatello.
Mm-hmm.
The purple one was the best.
The smart one with the bow staff, right? Everybody always liked the sword. Leonardo. No, they were wrong.
No one likes Leonardo.
Reggie may need to fact check me on this next one because I was surprised at the answer. What was Ash's first Pokemon?
Ash's first Pokemon was
Pikachu.
But are they saying, actually caught? If they're trying to say caught, then it's Pidgey.
Is it? Okay, this one gave me a completely answer, so maybe the source is wrong. Because like I said, I was shocked. It says Squirtle.
That's completely wrong. Yeah. Ash's starting off Pokemon was Pikachu. That was given to him.
That's what I thought.
Professor Oak, because he was late.
Mm-hmm.
Ash did not catch Pikachu. The first Pokemon he caught, was it Pidgey? It might have actually been Caterpie.
I thought it was Pidgey because when there's like
he
a
was
whole,
attacked by pharaohs.
There's a whole like
Spiros.
Well, there's like a whole
we
story.
Can throw this one out because yeah. I was
no,
iffy about
it's
it
not,
anyway.
I'll tell you, it's not Squirtle.
There's a whole storyline where he gives up his Pidgeot, and they're like, I remember people flaming that, being like, that was
oh,
his first Pokemon
it was so
ever.
Sad.
And
I actually
like,
remember that now.
It's not just like, here you go, I don't want you anymore. There was a reason. Like, he had to go and protect that flock where he started out.
There was a reason, but apparently also the reason why it seems so, like, callous and cold is the American translation or something. I read an article.
Yeah, that's
about
that thing
it.
Where they were like, in the American translation, it says he will come back and he never does.
Yeah, he said he would come back for Pidgeot and just, like, never does.
But in the real version, he doesn't say that.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I'm upset.
That one does DQ.
Yeah.
That one don't count.
Okay. Next one. Moving on. What are the mutant sharks who fought crime?
Street
cars?
Sharks.
Yes. I heard Tom first. Okay, there's two more questions. So, potential... Someone's going to win. I don't think there should be a tie. Which X-Men villain created Sauron of the Savage Land?
Magneto?
No.
Is it Ryder? Riker?
No. Mr. Sinister.
Mr. Sinister. Ooh, I didn't know that.
Really? Mm. Actually, remember that one.
That's one for Shane.
All right.
All we can do is tie now.
Oh, no. Well, I'll think of another one if we tie. What was the name of the spirit of the Earth in Captain Planet and the Planeteers?
Gaia.
Yes. Did we tie?
Tied.
All right. Okay.
Fight to the death.
All right.
Yeah. Let me pull from my best knowledge. All
you
right.
Didn't. You guys couldn't see it, but that was very impressive.
Brutal attack. I'm no longer able to do the podcast.
Oh no. DK. KO'd. DK.
All right. I got one for you.
Okay.
In the animated version of Beetlejuice, what was Lydia's arch nemesis named?
It's all Reggie.
I don't know.
First arch, name. I'll take first name. Either.
I don't. It was something bitchy like Valerie or Victoria.
You're close.
I don't know.
Vicky.
Nope.
Vivi.
Nope.
Karen.
Nope.
Madison.
No.
Madeline.
Nope.
It's a V.
No. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Claire Brewster. Okay, let me think of another one.
Dang, that's Shane's gonna come up with out for the river. That's two for Shane now.
All right, let me see more Saturday morning cartoons. Let me consult my list because the Pokemon question threw us off.
Well,
the
is there
Pokemon
anything...
question threw itself off?
Yeah,
it was wrong.
That was wrong.
Like I said, I was surprised by it, and I was like,
okay. I mean, unless they're trying to say some, like, weird fanfic is, like, legit, that's
all right. What were Shredder's two henchmen named?
Bebop
and
Rocksteady.
Yep.
Reggie got it.
Bebop and Rocksteady. I was like, blah, 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 blah. Do you know what the names were in the movies? Because they didn't have Bebop and Rocksteady in the movie, you know, the good movies when we were kids.
The Secret of the Ooze.
It was Raj and the turtle. Was it Shellshock?
Shellshock, yeah.
I don't think so.
I remember Shellshock something.
I can't remember now.
Oh, no,
now
Casey Jones.
Foolish. Casey Jones, April, you know, and the bunny. The bunny from the cartoon.
I wanted to be Casey Jones.
All right, that was fun.
All you have to do is walk around with, like, a golf bag full of different... blunt objects.
I win. Well, that was close. I almost did not win.
I once again lost in the travails.
But you came close.
You did come close. Give me a run for my money. Shane came back with a vengeance. All right, Shane, tell us what's on your list this week.
All right. So this week also, you know, it was kind of hard for me, but I knew what number one would be from the get-go, my top choice. So not starting with that, starting with above that, my number five. X-Men, the animated series.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Another epic theme song. That one just set the bar for X-Men for me, and I think many others, because that's what we all still compare it to.
Did y'all know that the Power Rangers theme was originally written for the X-Men animated series?
No. Yeah. Was it really?
And I mean, obviously it wasn't Go-Go Power Rangers, but...
Go-Go Power, Go-Go X-Men!
It didn't get used, so you finally ended up selling it. Did you like the remake of the... Like, it was the WB Saturday Morning X-Men.
Was it the when they were in high school? X-Men Generations or something?
It's on the tip of my tongue. But, yes, I did end up liking that, but I liked it after it aired. Because I remember as it aired, I didn't care too much for it. And then when I went back and watched it, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And I wish, just like the X-Men series, I wish it would have ran longer.
I wish there was more X-Men.
But at least the animated version of 1992, because that's the best... at least that gave us, you know, things like the Phoenix Saga, the Savage Land, Mr. Sinister, all of those great story arcs we had in that show.
What were the sewer people, the Morlocks?
The Morlocks, yeah.
I really loved that.
We had a lot of story with Storm and those people. It was just great, and I remember watching it Saturday morning, and I remember not wanting to leave my family if they wanted to do anything, because X-Men, you know, we need to see it.
Listen to Whitney Houston, I'm Your Baby Tonight, and tell me that that is not, they did not get the music for that from the X-Men theme song. Do it right now.
Do the Google. Moving right along on my list. This one goes back to when I was really, really younger. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I remember watching that on Saturday mornings, vaguely. I also remember, oddly, getting one of the VHSs in a kids' meal from Burger King.
Oh, man.
Back in the day when Burger he got King really cool stuff from kids' meal. Yeah, I love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I still have my toy collection.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have the bus that opened up?
I didn't have the bus. I had a lot of the figures because just like every... toy or every show that was made to sell toys, which that one probably was too. The you know, you have like a million versions of Michelangelo, who was my favorite.
I literally remembered screaming at this person when I was a kid. Ninja Turtles are forever!
And that they are.
Because he was like, you know, this is just like a fad, right?
My brother said he always wanted to go to the party that Michelangelo was at in the theme song that was just like that disco floor in space.
Yes. That, again, like Saturday morning cartoons have killer theme songs. I love it. And I also loved the arcade game. Like anytime I go into an arcade, which, you know,
people
may not know what that is.
Time.
Well, I also like the original one too. Love Turtles in Time, but there's the original arcade game.
I mean, I guess arcades aren't really a thing right now with COVID and stuff like that, but
they're barely a thing without it.
Really?
Sadly, yeah, they're dying out.
I miss DDR, Dance Dance Revolution. Did you have the turtle toy that opened up the communicator and then you could call the different turtles and April?
I don't think so, or if I did, that unfortunately probably might have got lost.
That was the one toy I always wanted.
Like I said, we had all the figures, and I think I still have my April one, but I remember April's head broke off because of the way she was made.
Was it the one that flipped where she
in the yellow cat suit,
and you could flip her arms, and it would go from human to like cat? Yeah, there's an episode where she gets like exposed to the ooze, and she turns into a cat. I had the toy, and her head would flip like the Power Ranger toys. So
yeah.
It would be April head or then cat April head.
I just have the standard April figure. And I remember she's like wearing like this
yellow jumpsuit. Yeah, of course.
I remember being scared of Baxter growing up.
Was that the bunny?
The one that turned into the fly.
Oh, the scientist dude.
Yeah.
Oh, turtles. My buddy Jimmy, Willow Mountain Woodworking. There's a plug. He loves turtles and like the specifically the cartoon ones. I got him a DVD one time.
Oh, nice. Yeah, see, that's one show I need to work on getting on DVDs, the complete original series, because I own none of that. But I will. All right. My next pick started out as a Saturday morning cartoon, and then probably after the first season, at some point it did move to Sundays, but it was on Saturday mornings first, so it counts. Captain Planet and the Planeteers. I've talked about my love for Captain Planet and the Planeteers before. It's just so good. And I didn't realize it ran for as many episodes as it did. Like, I knew it went to the mid-90s, but they have a healthy episode count. It's well over 100.
They had a lot of great voice actors on it.
Mm-hmm.
Meg Ryan was the bad guy, the blonde. bad yes, guy. What's
Dr.
her name?
Dr. Light.
Dr. Light. She's Meg Ryan.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg, of
started
course.
Started out as Gaia.
Of course.
Mark Burton.
Goldblum. What's his name?
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. He was the rat dude or the trash dude.
He wasn't the chaos theorist.
The dino guy. No.
I don't know. And Zarm, I feel like, was someone famous when he first appeared as well.
Also, another impossible NES game.
Yeah.
Super impossible.
And I'm sad there weren't any other games for it. Hint, hint, anyone listening, make one.
And bring it back.
I think
now more than ever,
we
kids
need
Captain Planet.
Mm-hmm.
They did a really Funny or Die Captain Planet spoof with
really?
Don Cheadle. Really funny. You should watch it. But yeah, anybody listening out there, bring it back. We want it. Bring it back.
For my mic check sometime, I do Earth, Wind, Fire, Water,
wind,
Heart. And Earth, Fire, Wind, Water, Heart.
It was all inclusive,
fire,
too. Great.
Wind.
Oh, it was so good.
What's up?
Kwame. Wasn't that one of his names?
Kwame was my favorite.
Yeah.
I wanted the Earth Ring. So bad.
Heart.
Heart. My next choice, which is high up on my list, came from middle school, and I lumped the three of them together because they were Disney's One Saturday Morning.
Oh, yes.
One Saturday Morning.
Doug,
Monday,
Recess,
no.
And eventually The Weekenders.
What about The Replacements? Did you still watch it when The Replacements was on there?
I don't think so, because I definitely dipped out once. I remember staying in for The Weekenders and the reruns of Recess, of course.
Pepper Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Fillmore. Y'all remember that one at all?
I remember Fillmore. I didn't like it.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids live-action TV show.
Was that a thing for One Saturday Morning?
I'm pretty sure it came on like right after One Saturday ended. That came on.
But
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids TV show. Right? You guys saw that?
I knew it was a thing. I never watched it.
Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, no, I know it's a thing. But One Saturday Morning for me, I was in late middle school, I think. So I was probably in 8th grade, maybe 7th or 8th grade. And yeah, it was just get up, watch those three cartoons, have breakfast, Recess captured school perfectly, Doug I had missed from Nickelodeon days, and even though a lot changed, I still enjoy it. I know it's an unpopular opinion, but whatever. And Pepper Ann, I think, is very underrated as a cartoon.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pepper Ann.
That's all these series I want to own on DVD, but LOL Disney.
The
Weekenders is actually on DVD.
Is it really?
Uh-huh. It came out in the Disney DVD Club, which means when people sell them online, they're still quite expensive. But yeah, no, I like The Weekenders because that captured perfectly how you feel about the weekend, even though you don't live on the coast like they did, but it was wonderful.
It was like the middle school version of Recess,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. It worked out perfectly for me because I was in such late middle school when One Saturday Morning began. By the time Weekenders came, I'm pretty sure I was a freshman in high school, so that just grew right along with me.
Yep.
All right, my top choice, like I said, I knew this one from the get-go, so I'm very excited to talk about it. Garfield and Friends.
Garfield and Friends. Was that the one where it would be the barnyard ones, too?
Yes,
oh,
with U.S. Acres
yeah.
in between. The only good Garfield cartoon. I've tried the new one, and I just can't with it.
I love that one. It was always on after school, I remember, too. The Bat and Muppet Babies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, you literally just gave me goosebumps. Muppet Babies? I don't think I've thought about that in a millennia.
Mm-hmm. So Garfield for me, what would happen, my grandmother on my father's side, so this is not the one that played Super Nintendo with me, but my other grandmother would record the Saturday morning cartoons that we didn't watch. So when we would visit her on Sunday, we would put the VHS tape in, watch them, fast forward through the commercials.
No. That's precious.
Which now when I go back and like I see those tapes, I'm like, I'm watching the 90s commercials because this is my
nostalgia.
Theme. Yeah.
For our younger viewers, a tape is this little rectangle that you put into something called a VCR.
Yeah, there's a VCR in my kid's room, and I'm pretty sure he has no idea what it is. I was like, yeah, here's all the stuff. Then we left this in here in case you wanted to use any of it. And he was just like, cool. Thanks.
So Garfield and Friends for me is the cartoon equivalent of comfort food. I still watch it. I own it on DVD. Anytime, like I need that pick me up, anytime I just need nostalgia or just comfort of any kind, that's usually what I'll watch. And I watch a series at least once a year.
Really?
I'll pop it on the weekends. I made it my weekend cartoon. Sometimes on the weekends, I'll just pop a DVD in and fall asleep to it. Let the Xbox turn itself off afterwards. But yeah, I love the U.S. Acres ones too. Like, I went through periods of time where I would go over and I'd fast forward through those, and then I went through an awkward period of time where I was fast forwarding through Garfield to watch the U.S. Acres cartoons. But overall, I love the entire show. I love both the theme songs.
I don't remember the theme songs. I just remember I always liked it.
Yeah, and it's a lot more music in the second one, where the first one was almost, it starts off like ballad likes, like friends are there to help you get started. Da, 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 da. And the other thing about Garfield is that it's really funny. Like, the jokes hold up. Some of them, while not profane in any way, definitely wouldn't be on air today. Because Garfield, you know, says whoever invented this should be dragged out the street and shot. And I chuckle every time. Because he's a cat saying that.
Cats hate everyone.
And Garfield, the other thing I think that I really grasp onto is he daydreamed and just dreamt a lot in general. So he was very big on imagination. And with the U.S. Acres, those cartoons were on the educational side, but not the educational boring side where they're like cramming it down your throat. Like, you know, they'll talk about gravity because someone mispronounced gravity and Orson goes around correcting everyone that's not gravity that keeps them on Earth, it's gravity.
Those are little education.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, and I loved all the other things. I love Binky. Garfield parodied a lot of the cartoons in his later seasons. He parodied Barney in one of them. He parodies the X-Men.
I love when they do parodies and stuff.
Pretty sure my dog is Odie. A little smarter than Odie.
Lives for the weekends and...
Well, and I have to say,
right?
Again...
Garfield's lasagna, isn't he?
Yeah. I know. I was slightly disappointed that real lasagna didn't look like how it looked on the cartoon when I eventually tried it. And I still love lasagna, of course. Who doesn't? But it doesn't look like Garfield's. But the other thing I wanted to mention about Garfield was that, you know, he has like Binky and Normal. And with Normal, like when I was a child, I guess I had some sort of gender confusion, but they also had Normal voiced by females. It's not really my fault, but Normal's a boy for anyone who didn't know, just like how I thought Toad was a girl most of my life. But
what?
Normal.
Yeah.
But yeah, Normal was voiced by a female and in the newer...
The gray cat?
Yeah.
No, that's a girl.
No, it's a boy.
No. Mm-hmm. Don't
And they refer to him as he and his.
Don't shatter my childhood like that. Don't be mean. Maybe, is he a gay boy?
I mean, he's a kitten.
He's a kitten.
Oh, he just has to hit puberty.
Yeah,
he's not caring. He's just so cute. Everyone loves him. That's his thing.
I'm upset about that. I really thought that was a girl.
Mm-hmm. I did too. Even like when I was rewatching on DVD, I'm pretty sure it was just like in the 2010s that I found this out that Normal was a boy.
There's a pink cat or dog, isn't there?
In different iterations, not ever on the cartoon.
Oh, okay.
He gets a girlfriend on the cartoon, but she's a white shaggy cat. And that's also like in the later seasons. And she lives in a pasta restaurant.
Of course she does. Why not?
So yeah, Garfield's great. It's my number one. I knew it was going to be that way from the beginning.
I still love cartoons to this day.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun.
Yes, it is.
All right, Thomas, you're going to lead us in a list?
Yeah, I found... So I was going to possibly do the history of Saturday morning cartoons, and then it was a bit broad, so I decided to narrow it down to 90s Saturday morning cartoons, and I found a Bustle article by Kadeen Griffiths where they ranked all the 90s Saturday morning cartoons, and I didn't realize how much of my favorite Saturday morning cartoons were actually in the 2000s, because I was like, oh, they left that off, and I looked it up, I was like, oh, it wasn't in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, like Static Shock. I love Static
Shock. Oh!
That
wasn't in the 90s? That's a 2000 cartoon?
It started like in 2000.
Wow.
So, there's 56 on here, and Reggie, I'm sure you will disagree with number 56 out of 56, Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Boo.
I glanced over this list, and I saw that, and I was like, nope.
Yeah, I don't really know why Chippendale Rescue Rangers is so far down compared to other ones that just almost sound fake. number 55, Back to the Future. Did y'all watch the animated one at all?
With the train?
I did not.
I never saw it.
Had a bunch of the toys.
Number 54, Waynehead. You don't know what that one is?
Was that a Wayne's World cartoon show?
Apparently, it has something to do with Damon Wayans.
I don't remember that.
Number 53, The New Adventures of He-Man.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't like the New Adventures. I like the original. Mm-hmm. I'm a purist.
She-Ra.
Number 52, Detention. You don't remember that one at all?
Detention. Nope. It's vaguely familiar.
The person in the article says, I consider Detention to be the spiritual cousin of Recess, but it apparently didn't last very long.
That's why I never watched it.
Number 51, Tasmania.
Oh,
I remember Tasmania. Yeah. I like that one.
It looks like a whole family of Tasmanian devils, basically.
And Taz is the only one that still does it, blah, 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 while the rest of them are like, yes, son.
Mm-hmm. Number 50, Pirates of Dark Water. Do y'all know that one?
I love Pirates of Dark Water.
It was good.
I apologize. My dryer has just finished.
Yay, laundry.
Number 49, DuckTales.
Woo!
I liked all of the DuckTales generation stuff because when we would go to Disney World, there was like a channel that they had at the Disney World hotels that only showed like DuckTales, Gargoyles, all of the like animated shows from that time
period. Pre-Disney Plus.
Yeah.
The real Disney Channel.
Number 48, Sylvester and Tweety Mysteries.
Oh, yeah.
The Granny.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Number 47, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yay.
47.
Probably should be higher.
Way down there.
Yeah. I don't know what this person is thinking. 46, The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Also should have been way higher. I did not put that on my list, though. I feel shamed.
Number 45, The Men in Black series.
Very good.
I remember that one where they walked in at the beginning with their, like, shoulder game moving back and forth. That one was always, I like that one. The Spooktacular New Adventures of Casper for number 44.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't watch much of it, but I remember it.
43, Darkwing Duck.
Let's get dangerous.
Should be higher.
41, The Addams Family.
Yes, 100% should be higher.
40, The Smurfs.
Love The Smurfs. Wasn't Saturday morning for me, but I love them.
Yeah, I thought The Smurfs was like 70s.
I don't know. I
think it was, but in their era, they were Saturday morning.
I don't know. This is 90s, so who knows?
I know. So
number
wrong.
39, Ariel Monsters. One of my favorite Nickelodeon shows of all time. Number 38, Sonic Sad AM.
Yep.
I had never heard of that, and the animation looks very, very interesting. 37, The Mask.
The Mask cartoon show, yep.
I didn't care for that.
Barely remember that one. Number 36, Freakazoid.
Oh, yeah. Candlejack was a great episode.
Oh, yeah, Freakazoid. I remember that.
Number 35, a Nickelodeon one, Kablam.
Kablam! Action hero team.
Yes.
Yeah, the action heroes, Life with Loopy.
But again, I thought it was more like, wasn't it airing in between like the all that airing?
No, it got its own show.
Yeah, oh, did it?
Yeah, and there was, do you guys remember the Disney Adventure magazines? They did a special Smell-O-Vision episode where you had the Disney Adventure magazine where you could scratch and sniff while you watched the episode.
The New Adventures of Madeline. You all remember that?
Oh, I remember that show.
Yes. Animated Madeline. 33, Fantastic Four, the animated series. I remember I had a Fang action figure from that you could put his hat and his glasses and his trench coat.
Oh, yeah. I had that one. I still have that one. It's put away, but it's in the box.
Number 32, the new Batman Superman Adventures.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the WB one with Mark Hamill as the Joker, or is that something else?
It's all the same. It was just like the new...
Actually, that was actually a package of the two cartoons.
Yeah, it would be one episode of one and one episode of the other.
So I think at that time, Batman wasn't airing new ones, but it was just still part of the hour.
Number 31, previously mentioned, The Muppet Babies.
Mm-hmm. Muppet Babies.
Number 30, Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, not a kid show.
No.
Not a kid show. It's log.
It's gross.
It rolls down stairs, rolls over in pairs, rolls over your neighbor's dogs.
Mm. 29, this one was always one of my favorites, Aladdin.
I never really watched much of the animated series.
I have been waiting since day one of Disney Plus for that to be added.
And they still haven't done it yet? Number 28, Captain Planet. That one
should be higher, but whatever.
Number 27, Rocko's Modern Life. Love that show. That's one I definitely grew up with.
Did you watch the new
movie
that they did?
Oh, it was so good. I loved it.
It was so good.
I can't believe people were mad about it.
People need to, like, just appreciate what we get and stop, like, nitpicking that it's not the original, because guess what? We're not in the 90s anymore.
Yeah, it's not ever going to be the original again.
So just be grateful that they did something.
Number 26, The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest.
Johnny yes. Quest! Seriously, it was not a Saturday morning cartoon. Johnny came on at 7 p.m. on Saturday.
Really?
I mean, that's on the list. Yeah, no, I remember. It was a
Was that on Cartoon Network, though?
Absolutely.
It says Saturday morning cartoons, so I don't know.
She is wrong.
Number 25, Spider-Man the Animated Series.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I loved all that stuff. And, like, the whole
That's the only Spider-Man series I like.
Didn't they do a new one?
They've done a few.
They did the Spider-Verse, I know that, but I don't watch it.
That was a movie. No, there are newer incarnations of it, but none of them I don't think are ever as good as that one.
No, of course not.
I mean, and they aren't lasting as long as that one did either. Like, they get a season or two, then they're canceled.
Now we're getting into some good ones. Number 24, Batman the Animated Series.
I don't know why that's not higher.
Love me some Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
Number 23, Tom and Jerry Kids. Did y'all ever see that one?
Yes. Tom and Jerry Kids?
Yeah. Oh, I had a really good theme song, too. I have the first season on DVD. I can let you borrow it.
Number 22, Cat Dog.
Cat Dog. Cat Dog. Alone in the world is a little cat dog.
21, Beetlejuice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that one, but I don't remember. I didn't.
I have the entirety of it on my computer if you ever want to watch it.
Okay.
And I have DVDs.
You have the DVDs?
I have the entire series.
Oh,
yes, sir.
My gosh.
Number 20, Goof Troop.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember much of that one.
Really fun two-player SNES game.
Yeah.
19, X-Men the Animated Series.
Yes, of course.
I will always be a Gambit fan from that. I wanted to be able to throw laser playing cards at people.
So funny. You know, first crushes, crush. Mm-hmm. Gambit's on that list of first crushes as well.
Number 18, a pup named Scooby-Doo.
I love a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Is that I remember the character Red Herring in that one. Mm-hmm. And then also Fred having his little crew cut. This one is by one of my favorite animators ever. Number 17, Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh my god, Andy yes.
Kalkowski.
L'empoint du flamage.
Omelette
du flamage. That's what it is.
That was a good one.
Omelette du flamage.
And now it's a meme.
Is it really?
Yeah. Remember, like, when all the girls are like, say it again to me, and he's like, omelette du flamage. Now it's, like, the meme is just, like, it's usually a play on, like, redneck words.
Oh.
I'm of, like, say it again.
I've seen
How
that.
Do you say for- this? Yeah.
I forgot the one I saw, but it was... number 16, Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond, mm-hmm. Terry Maguire, future.
McGinnis,
that's right.
Yes.
I love
I was
Batman
right about
Beyond.
Terry. Can't be always right.
Number 15, The Weekenders.
Mm-hmm. The Weekenders.
Number 14, The Magic School Bus.
Aww. I'm on the Magic School Bus. Love it.
And they definitely didn't worry about liability with that.
Mm-mm.
With those field trips.
Listen, I learned a lot of stuff, and I also had all of those books. Anytime I could get my hands on those books, I would get them.
It was always what we got to watch when there was a substitute in elementary school.
Yep.
So I loved me some Magic School Bus. Number 13, Doug. It just says Doug. I don't know if that's Disney's Doug, but
I feel like it encompasses all.
Yeah, it better not. Disney's Doug better not be ranked above regular Doug for multiple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12, Digimon.
Digimon, digital monster.
Number 11, Sabrina the Animated Series.
Yes.
Really? And see, that's one I didn't care too much for.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted Braceface. Do you remember that show?
Mm-hmm.
I always
remember
wanted
Braceface.
That to turn into that she was Sabrina the whole time. Because it was like the same animation.
Looked like
it. Yeah,
looked
I thought
like
it,
Sabrina.
I thought it was a new Sabrina show when it came on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Number 10, Pokemon. Not sure why
Ten.
That's not like top five.
Number 10?
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see what this list makes, or what makes the top of this
list.
Yeah,
this is very uncreditable.
Number 9, Garfield and Friends.
Okay.
I mean, at least it's in the top 10.
Yeah,
so
wow.
I'll take it with this list.
Number 8, Pepper Ann.
Yes,
nice.
Pepper Ann's good.
Number 7, Tiny Toons.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not Saturday morning cartoon.
I thought it was an after school cartoon.
I thought it was both.
I think it eventually aired on Saturday mornings, but the new ones definitely came on after school.
Also a group of fun NES games.
Yes.
All I remember was I got a bubble bath that had a Buster Bunny in it for when you were done, and that bubble bath gave me the worst rash.
No. Oh my god.
So we literally just had to squeeze out all the soap and like cut it open and get the Buster Bunny out because
oh my gosh. Did you get to have a bubble bath after eating your Koopas?
Yep. Bubble bath after eating my Koopas. Number six, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Alvin! It's a good one. I liked all the movies. That. I watched watch the movies around Halloween time, like Meet the Werewolf and stuff like that.
Oh, those movies. Okay, I'll accept.
I had two CDs. I had one that was like, I remember it had the Macarena, the Chipmunks doing the Macarena and like other dance songs.
Oh my gosh.
And then I had another one that was like sci-fi songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of them, I think it was Purple People Eater that they
did.
Yeah,
they
did. And at the beginning, they talked about being scuzzy and moldy instead of Scully and Mulder from X-Files. Number five, Hey Arnold.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Arthur.
Yeah, the PBS show.
Yeah, I always thought that was after school, but.
A-A-R-D-B-A-R-K.
Actually, no, I think you're right.
It's the only reason why I know how to spell aardvark.
Well, and Arthur is still producing new episodes.
No way.
Yeah.
And one of the best memes ever, the fist.
Dora Winifred.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they are still making new episodes.
Number three, and I have to agree with this one, Rugrats.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That one was after school as well, but it also had a Saturday morning block, and I loved Rugrats. Number two, Animaniacs.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all know what number one is.
Do we?
Pokemon.
Recess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pokemon was number 10.
I definitely agree with Recess on that one. Interesting interpretation. I'd like to see more of what went into that list, but...
You know, some people are right, some people are wrong. You know, that's okay.
Hope even the ones we didn't know about maybe took you down a nostalgic road.
I really don't think there was but like two or three that I did not actually watch.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, that article, I remember a lot of the 90s ones, but I was in third grade when the 90s ended, so a lot of my big...
Third grade when really? The 90s ended?
Yeah. but it was it made me realize how much my tastes were in like the mid 2000s, I guess, when it came to some Saturday morning cartoons.
It was a good list.
Yes.
I don't know how creditable I find that list to be. It's kind of questionable to me, but
you
that's
guys
my
can
own
tell
opinion.
Us.
Yeah, you tell me what you think.
You can add us. It's fine. I'll respond.
Add us.
Different strokes for different folks.
I guess. Some people are right. Some people are wrong. All right, Thomas, what's on your list, buddy?
Okay, so this one, my first one isn't a Saturday morning cartoon, but it was my favorite thing about, one of my favorite things about waking up to watch Saturday morning cartoons, and it was hanging out with my brother.
Aww.
And before waiting for the cartoons to start, you know, obviously we'd be up way before they started. We would get all of our Beanie Babies and play soccer with them. Like we'd have a soccer match with our Beanie Babies. Later it was, we would play with our Bionicles. Do you ever have Bionicle? The Lego.
It was like
the
Lego.
Legos,
yeah, it was like the robot Legos.
I didn't have those.
But that was always one of my favorite part about waking up early on Saturday morning was hanging out with my brother. As far as actual shows go, number four, Recess.
Yes.
I just loved Recess. Recess Schools Out, the movie, I used to fall asleep to that every night on my portable DVD player.
Aww.
And James Woods is the bad guy in it. And he wants to end summer vacation by freezing the earth. And I don't know, just all about Recess. I feel like when you were little, you thought like everything they're doing was kind of plausible. Okay. Not like completely over the top. You're just like, oh yeah, this guy's dug a giant hole under the school.
Through the concrete.
You could easily do that. But yeah, Recess always has a soft spot in my heart. This one, I actually didn't know it was a Saturday morning cartoon, but I'm putting it on my list because of other nostalgic reasons. But the Ninja Turtles, growing up, we had a we had VHS tapes that were recorded, yes. I assume probably from Saturday morning. But we watched those from like all through high school even. And the best part was seeing the 90s commercials. For like the different cereals and different
Pop-Tarts,
Micro Machines had some good commercials.
Mighty Max.
I remember there was that town that you could like turn the key and it would light up. You could like connect different pieces of the town. I'm trying to think of other
all of the like make creatures that were made of gummies, science lab, chemistry. Things that always made me sick when I would eat, but I would still make them and eat them.
Ooh, creepy crawlers.
Creepy crawlers.
Cross Rider, anyone? Was that what it was called?
Cross Rider.
Cross Rider. Na, 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 na. Don't get caught up in the crossfire. Rider. No? Okay, they're silent. Okay, moving on.
But yeah, I just, Ninja Turtles, it was something, and my brother was huge into that as well, so it was something we always enjoyed together. Number two, the whole Saturday morning Nickelodeon block in the early 2000s, I guess it would be. But
late 90s.
But specifically the block of, it would start with Rugrats, then SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents, Jimmy Neutron, Rocket Power, Chalk Zone, My Life as a Teenage Robot, and then Danny Phantom. And those, some of those were started at the beginning, some of them were added as it went along, but always was a Nickelodeon fan growing up, especially Rugrats, because the main character was named Tommy, and I guess I identified with that.
I agree with all of those except for SpongeBob. Rocket Power.
Rocket Power, you didn't like Rocket Power? I hate
the girl's name was Reggie.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Reggie.
And middle schoolers are the worst.
So I hated that show growing up.
That's definitely understandable. But yeah, all of that Nickelodeon Saturday morning cartoon block. And then I guess my number one is WB Kids, just in general. Waking up every morning to watch WB Kids was probably one of my favorite things, but more specifically Pokemon earlier. Pokemon cards were this huge thing in third grade, and none of us knew how to actually play the game. We just wanted them for the pictures. So,
yeah, and the shinies or the holographics.
You know, getting to see the Pokemon in the game and on your cards, like actually animated and moving, was always really awesome. So, always wanted to catch that. Love the Pokérap.
I want to be the best. Never would. I still can do the whole 150 Pokemon Pokérap. We will put it on. Help us reach 500 and we'll record us singing it.
We'll record you singing.
I said us.
I'll provide backup.
I'll beatbox, I guess. And then out of the WB Kids, as I said earlier, Yu-Gi-Oh! I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Was one of the first times in my life where I was like, screw what the popular kids say. I'm going to do something that I like. Because, you know, I enjoyed playing the card game of Yu-Gi-Oh! That was big in, like, middle school. Really, I never wanted to miss an episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! On Saturday morning. Would definitely get salty when I had to miss it.
Does he ever find his dad?
I don't know if they explain what happened to his dad. I'm actually rewatching. I stopped watching after a certain couple seasons, but I'm in middle of the ones I saw growing up, and then I'm gonna hopefully watch the rest of them. But
it was like young Yu-Gi-Oh, but then old Yu-Gi-Oh. But then
the whole thing is like they're all reincarnated people from ancient Egypt, which is why they all kind of look the same. It's a stretch.
Blue-eyed dragon.
Blue eyes, white dragon.
You can tell I did not watch much Yu-Gi-Oh.
Well, and as a skeptic, it's kind of funny them playing a game of chance and being like, I just have to believe in my deck and it will give me that. It's like, no.
He always got it.
If you don't have the probability on your side, you're probably not getting that card.
He always got it, but then he had this like dramatic gasp when he did that, which should have been a dead getaway to his opponents, because he'd like draw it and like, ugh! Oh!
But yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh! It's soul food for me. Mm-hmm. Especially, I mean, you know, just all the stress we're all under right now. It's nice to kind of have a refuge of your childhood to look back at. So,
and you're 30, basically,
about
right?
To turn 30. About to turn 30. On the 29th, if you would like to send some gifts.
Again, gifts are very welcome.
DM us, I'll give you a P.O. box.
I am 33, I think. I'm pretty sure I'm 33.
I'm old enough that I forget my age every now and then.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. how old I am. And Shane, how old are you?
34, going on 35, January.
Okay, so it's very interesting, because like I had Pokemon and Digimon on my list, but you have Yu-Gi-Oh! Instead. And it's amazing that just, what, 3 years mm-hmm. difference makes with cartoons mm-hmm. and shows and stuff like that.
I didn't
have
either of those on my list.
And yeah, you didn't have any of those.
And also just like when Yu-Gi-Oh! Was on was when... And I mentioned it like on our promo episode that just like someone in eighth grade straight up was like, you still watch cartoons? Like, oh, you just watch ESPN.
Oh, and so cool. Like,
that's.
I'm like, sorry, you have no life.
Yeah. And, you know, like I've always loved cartoons. I feel like that's like something that people flame people for is like, oh, you still watch cartoons? Like, of course.
Well, I mean, of course, there's that middle school going through puberty and everybody wants to be cool and not a baby anymore, and cartoons are baby. Mm-hmm. But I definitely, like when I mentioned what going through that Pokemon, like I didn't play Ruby and Sapphire because I was in high school and I was too cool for Pokemon.
I love cartoons. I have reconnected to a lot of cartoons during this pandemic and love comics, all of this stuff.
I watch cartoons to go to bed regularly. Like, same. That's what I go to bed to is normally mm-hmm. Gravity Falls or whatever cartoon is in vogue. I love your list, Thomas. We never did our honorable mentions when we were talking either. Mm-hmm. So every single one of my honorable mentions except for one – or no, except for two was listed on the list that Tom read. Yeah. Aureal Monsters, had to put that. Captain Planet. The Batman animated show, Beetlejuice, School Bus, Addams Family, Tiny Toons, Teen Titans, and Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes.
Like, those were all things that I had to... I don't think Teen Titans was actually a Saturday morning cartoon.
It might have been.
I think it was.
It's hard to keep straight the Cartoon Network ones, because they were also like Friday night cartoons.
Friday night, yeah. Toonami,
well, Cartoon
like,
Network
and stuff like
changes
that.
Changes things too, constantly.
Constantly. So if any of these weren't actually Saturday morning cartoons, my bad. But I had to at least mention those. Beetlejuice, like, I know that's been mentioned a couple mm-hmm. times. I have the DVD copy of Beetlejuice that has the couple of cartoon episodes
yes.
on it. And so from that, I was like, oh, I forgot how much I love this. And then I went and got the whole thing. So yeah, those are my honorable mentions. Shane, what's yours?
All right. Well, I'll piggyback off yours because a few of yours were on mine, so we'll not repeat them.
No, repeat them.
Repeat them. All right. Spider-Man. The first cartoon, but the 90s ones was the one I grew up with. And I did like His Amazing Friends as well, but that wasn't Saturday morning cartoons for me. Beetlejuice as well is on my list, as well as Teen Titans, Batman Beyond. And one that was not mentioned, I'm very surprised, Bobby's World.
Like, don't you know now, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby's World I remember watching often. And then I have two I just wanted to mention because I did watch them on Saturday mornings, even though they aren't technically cartoons. Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, if we're talking about not technical cartoons, I need to remake my list.
Uh-oh. But I also wanted to shout out Power Rangers, which, you know, started off on Saturday mornings.
Oh, Shane up here, like, flipping over the script or something.
Well, and one of the reasons why Power Rangers was a Saturday morning cartoon is because it was so colorful.
They also invented Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, well, they had like tried to get live action shows on like Saturday mornings, and they kept fizzling and everything. And one of the reasons why Power Rangers, I guess, was successful is because they went for all the. That's why it's so colorful and everything mm-hmm. is because they're competing with cartoons.
And it was just good.
Well, yeah, of course. Any other ones?
That's it. That's my list, my honorable mentions.
Thomas, what you got?
My honorable mentions, a lot of the ones on Cartoon Network, like I said, those didn't make my main list because I feel like a lot of them I watched on Friday nights, like cartoons and all that stuff. Yeah. I remember watching Kids Next Door a lot in the morning.
Codename Kid Next Door.
But also, Cartoon Network was cool growing up because we didn't have satellite, and for the longest time, that was the only way to get Cartoon Network. Really? So
it's like a cable channel. Or satellite
or
whatever.
It was like DirecTV or something. So like I only got to watch Cartoon Network at like friends' house. So it was always super cool to get to see Cartoon Network shows. And then when it finally came to like regular cable, I was in heaven. And then
CeCe's Pizza. You remember CeCe's Pizza? Or like pizza buffet places?
Yeah, I love CeCe's Pizza.
When I was a kid, that was the only place I ever got to watch Cartoon Network, was because that was what they always had on whenever we would go and eat at CeCe's Pizza. And so that's where I got to see Courage and Powerpuff Girls and all of that stuff.
I want some cinnamon buns. my other two, Static Shock, mentioned that one already. Mm-hmm. Great superhero show.
Really good show.
Hopefully, maybe, like, that would be a great live
action.
Was
it a show before it was a comic?
I don't know.
I'll have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure that it was a show first, like Harley Quinn, like it was a cartoon before it was in the comics.
Mm-hmm. And then, finally, Jackie Chan Adventures.
Oh, one more thing! Corey and I say that to each other all the time.
Uncle. And I was obsessed with Rush Hour when that was a show, so...
Oh, man, I forgot how good that show was!
But yeah, I always wanted the talismans used to, and that was one where it's like, if you, once again, if you missed a Saturday morning cartoon, you really didn't get to see it again unless you by chance caught it as a rerun. And I was so mad that I didn't get to see all them use every talisman in that show. But yeah, love Jackie Chan as an actor.
Watch that. Yeah. We should find it on something and watch that.
I'm sure it's one of those things that's ridiculously hard to stream now for some reason. But yeah, those are my honorable mentions.
Those were all good ones. A lot of overlapping. Mm-hmm. I loved how there was a couple only mentioned on some. Garfield, no, that was mentioned on the list you did too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, really good lists. Well, I guess that really wraps up this week. Of course, we want to remind everybody that we're on social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Total Nerd List.
On all three of them.
All three of them. You can also email us at totalnerdlist@gmail.com. Special thanks and shout out, of course, to Jordy Marie Games. You can find her on Facebook. She does a lot of Animal Crossing. She's been doing Among Us recently, and I have been playing Dead by Daylight with her recently while streaming. So tune into her, and you could catch me playing with her or any of us. Also, again, want to mention our friend Mason and his play, Unnamed. Super exciting. Beanstalk is doing a special Thanksgiving episode soon, so look to our Beanstalk Facebook page to watch that.
I hear that Francis is devilishly handsome.
Oh, Francis. I don't know. We'll see. So we really appreciate everybody, and we appreciate all the listening and the downloads and the likes and the follows. We're so close to 500, and we could not be doing that without your guys' support.
We're having fun with this, but the fact that it's been listened to almost 500 times is
mind-blowing.
Pretty cool. So y'all are awesome for listening to us. Hopefully it's not just, you know, our moms with like 7 different computers.
Oh, my mom is definitely at least 10 of those. For sure. Every episode is at least 10 my mom. But thanks guys. Tune in next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.